Order, order. Court is now in session.
We are now back live listening to Radio Court. Officer Cohen is testifying about the accident in question.
Officer Cohen, would you please describe the scene in which you observed the defendant driving her car?
Well, I was driving southbound on Pacific Coast Highway when I observed the defendant behind the wheel of her car, driving with no hands on the steering wheel.
And what's so strange about that? Lots of people talk on their cell phones with one hand and tune the radio with the other hand. They take their hands off the wheel for a second. No danger.
Her hands weren't on the steering wheel because she was knitting behind the wheel of a moving vehicle.
Knitting behind the wheel of a car? Obviously very dangerous behavior. So what did you do?
I pulled alongside of her and shouted, "Pull over! Pull over!"
And what did the defendant do?
Well, she shouted back, "No, it's a scarf!"
Order! Order!
That will be all, Officer Cohen.
You may step down, Mr. Cohen. Prosecution, would you please call your next witness?
The prosecution calls to the stand. Patty Nobrain.
Miss Nobrain is now approaching the witness stand.
Miss Nobrain, is your appearance here this morning pursuant to a deposition notice which I sent to your attorney?
No, this is how I dress when I go to work.
Now, Miss Nobrain, please tell the court about the accident that caused you to ram your car into the plaintiff.
Oh, it was the strangest thing. I was driving along this road when, from out of nowhere, this tree pops up in front of me. I swerved to the right, and there was another tree. I swerved to the left, and there was, another tree. And I swerved to the right, and there was another tree, and I swerved to the left, and there was,
Ma'am, there are no trees on that road for 30 miles. That was your air freshener swinging back and forth. Where was your intended destination?
I was going to the airport to pick up my sister.
But the airport is in the complete opposite direction of the way you were heading.
Well, on my way to the airport, I saw a sign that said, "Airport left," so I turned around.
Excuse me, I need to know something from my own notes. Where was the location of this accident?
Approximately milepost 499, Your Honor.
And where is milepost
499? Duh! Probably between milepost 498 and 500.
Please continue, Miss Nobrain.
Okay, so anyway, to avoid hitting the tree, I made a series of hairpin turns like I saw on reruns of the Dukes of Hazzard. I looked in the rearview mirror to apply a fast layer of lipstick for that cute officer that just asked about my scarf. As I was looking at myself, I noticed a car approaching me. The next thing I knew, his car ran right into my car.
From behind? Miss Nobrain, is it possible your car was in reverse?
Not possible.
What gear were you in at the moment of the impact?
A Versace dress and Donna Karan pumps.
Upon seeing the car, did you blow your horn or anything?
After the accident?
Before the accident.
Sure. I played for 10 years. I even went to school for it.
Ma'am, are you kidding us?
No, I'm over 21.
Ma'am, what is your IQ?
Well, I can see pretty well, I think.
No more questions, Miss Nobrain.
You may step down. And I need a drink.